Golf, Lady Beaver Golf Team. They had their JV tournament at home yesterday, and Varsity will be on the docket at home again tomorrow, and that'll start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got a couple of the golfers here on our show here, and we're going to start off with, once again, Junior Christina Selfridge. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. And I was right, you're a junior.
Yes.
Okay, good. I thought so, but yeah, no, how fast is this golf season going for you?
Pretty dang fast.
Yes, I would agree. It's, man, it's already a couple weeks league, and then regionals after that just go so fast. But how's your golf been since the last time we talked a couple weeks ago?
I've been improving pretty good, so.
All right, good deal. What's probably been the biggest improvement you've had so far?
So far I'm getting better on my drives and my irons, mm-hmm. and my putts, not so much.
And that ball just does not want to go into the hole, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll have to talk to your putter about that, but not too much. But no, you know, you've had some pretty decent weather. It's been a little warmer at times here, but do you prefer the colder weather or the warmer weather to play in?
Warmer.
Yeah. So the hotter it gets, you know, the better off, huh?
Yep.
All right. You know, when you're out there on the course there, what are some things that you're kind of thinking about as you go through a meet?
My thoughts are just like, if I can get done with this hole faster, and we'll get done faster. But I know for my last couple of meets, we've been pretty backed up on each hole, so.
Okay, and hey, with the last few meets left of the season, what would you like to see, or what would you like to accomplish?
I'd like to accomplish getting, like, maybe under a 70.
Okay. Well, so it's been pretty good. I mean, you're getting pretty close, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hopefully that works out well for you. Thanks again for joining us here, Christina, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Christina Selvers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here as we talk with another golfer here on the show here this evening. And I'm sorry, my brain has gone blank here. Your name again?
Rebecca Walter.
All right, Rebecca, there we go. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you, and I apologize for that. Rebecca, I remember you were on last week, so I should remember you quicker than that. But, you got to play at home yesterday, and how was that for you?
I PR'd by 8, so.
Wow, that's pretty good. Did that kind of amaze yourself as well?
Yeah, it made me feel a lot more confident.
What do you feel like, what was the key to the big improvement?
Just, like, focusing on, like, taking my time on my irons and putting a little bit, like, smoother.
What's your favorite hole on the golf course in Scott City?
Probably 5.
Okay. And what makes that one of your favorites?
I like the hill. If you hit your ball just at, like, the right amount up on the hill, it will slide down and just, like, have more momentum.
Oh, there you go. Tips for those, right? Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. If I ever get going on golf again, I'll remember that. But, no, you know, are you amazed at how much you've improved throughout the year?
Actually, yeah. I was really, really bad whenever I first started, and I would, like, always chip at the ground, and now I'm getting better at not chipping at the ground very much, and I'm actually more consistent on my hitting.
All right, and are you kind of amazed at your confidence level as well, that you've been able to gain that?
Yeah, I'm really impressed, like, on how much I've improved, just because it was, like, I thought whenever I first went to golf practice the very first time, I was like, man, I'm not going to improve. Like, I thought I was going to be so bad, but I've gotten better just because, you know, practicing and being more confident in myself.
All right. Well, it's cool to hear your story of improving there. And, man, just can't believe you're down to the final couple meets of the year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to improve for you. And thank you, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up the rest of this year.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you once again, Rebecca Walter, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to get to talk with Coach Dakota Hayes here as, once again, the home meet tomorrow afternoon. A couple of the varsity members were in action on Monday up at Colby. We'll talk with Coach Hayes here about that. And, yeah, you took two up there on Monday. And how do you feel like things went for you guys up there?
You know, Colby is kind of a tough course. It's pretty long, and it's got some challenge to it. And just like our course this year, with all the extra rain, they let the rough go a little bit and get a little taller. And I feel like that kind of played in our favor a little bit. But Lexi, she didn't shoot as well as she normally had, but she played tough and responded through some adversity, and that's really all you can ask for. And Miley, she kind of had a rough day, but she carried through it and did the best that she could. And at the end of the day, they had fun, and that's really all you can ask for.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you have to, you know, with you mentioned Lexi, she's one that just is, I would say, just kind of improved by leaps and bounds this year.
Yeah, from last year to this year, she's starting to make better contact. She's getting a little bit more accurate and starting to figure out. You know, it's just in. We were talking today at practice. It's just the course management type stuff. Like, where's your misses? Where can we, if we hit one bad, where can we go to make sure that we still have a good next shot and all that kind of stuff? And kudos to her, because she's taken coaching so well. You know, it's one of those things where golf is so hard and it gets frustrating at times where you just want to break a club or something, but you really can't do that. All the girls have really done well. I mean, as far as improving throughout the season and understanding the rules better and all that kind of stuff, it's been great to be a part of.
And get this opportunity tomorrow to play on the home course, get to host a meet, and you're going to have quite a few league schools there. But that's kind of fun to kind of cover or watch some of those other schools, some really good ones in this, really good golfers in this league here. But I guess talk about the home meet tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be teeing off at 1 o'clock, and you know, hopefully we can get through it as quickly as possible. I think we're sitting about 42 or 43 golfers for tomorrow, so we're gonna have quite a group, quite a few groups of five going off. But just to give them the opportunity to play at home, a course that you play every day, practice on every day, and so hopefully they can come in and know where the misses are and know where you're safe and know where you're in trouble and all that kind of stuff. So. I'm excited to see, give these girls a chance to play at home and not have to take a road trip and get home at 10 o'clock at night. But, playing on your home course is just like anything else. You know, the home field advantage is kind of there, and the odds are kind of in your favor a little bit. But so hopefully they take care of what they need to take care of and shoot some of their best rounds. So
do you feel, I know the girls have learned a lot from you this year, but do you feel like they learned from maybe some of their other competitors as well, how to play certain holes?
Yeah, no, up there at Colby, it was, I think the first time around it was, on hole nine, and they had the pin kind of set pretty challenging. And, the first time around we were on the wrong side of the green with Lexi, and it was kind of a long bad putt. And it was one of those where if you crossed just a little too far, it'd roll back down the hill. And the second time around, it happened to another girl, and Lexi just kind of stood there and looked. And same thing happened to her that happened to Lexi. And so they do pick up on some of that kind of stuff, which is really awesome to see. Mm-hmm. They're really paying attention to how's this girl playing this hole and all that kind of stuff. So. Hopefully it continues and we can kind of reap the benefits of that.
Yeah, I just can't believe you're down to the final, three meets until regionals?
Yeah, we've got our tournament tomorrow, and then we got Syracuse next Tuesday. And then after that, we roll into league.
Wow.
And then Monday after that, we roll into regionals. So from the way it sounds, I mean, I'm kind of banking on that we're going to be 4A for that golf. And so I think we're going to have to make the long trip to Wellington. And that'll be kind of one of those things where we leave Sunday after early afternoon and drive the five hours to a hotel, stay in the night, and hopefully they keep their heads on right and play well.
I don't know why I thought this, but I was always thinking that there were four regionals for golf, but there's only three.
They did back it off to three, which does make it a little bit more difficult because I think they take the top two or three teams and then the next five individuals after that. And man, in that 4A division, it's one of those things where, you know, you might get in as a team, but the next five open spots, they're going to be good golfers too. There's a lot of talent there. And kids that have been playing golf for years. I mean, you look at Colby Anna Starbuck and all that. I mean, she's been doing the junior league golf and all that kind of stuff for multiple years, and it really kind of shows. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, tomorrow in Scott City starts at 1 o'clock, and should be a nice afternoon for golf late summer. And thanks again, as always, Coach, for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.